What is up, beautiful people, and welcome to episode 8 of Late with Nate. I want to say, as always, thank you for all the new listeners that have tuned in to listen. I greatly appreciate it, and I can't wait to share new things with you guys. Today, I wanted to talk about patience. I know that it's something that we all battle with on a daily basis, even myself. And I know with the year coming to an end, and with everyone's high expectations of the new year and what it may bring, I just want people to understand that everything comes in good time. And most of the time, good things are mostly worth waiting for. So just think of it as the longer you have to wait for it, the better it'll be. That doesn't seem so bad. I know that having patience can seem better said than done. I myself go through that in a sense. I'll try to hype myself up, but then I'm in the midst of the waiting period, and now I'm frustrated because I'm thinking about it too much, and now every second seems to feel like 5 minutes. But I think in the situation of patience is, for instance, if you've done all of the necessary steps and all you have to do is wait for them to be put in play, then the name of the game is patience. So sometimes waiting isn't so bad. Now, I do agree, there are times when you shouldn't sit on your hands and just wait around. But you know if you've put in the work, or you know if you've had dedication to something or to someone. So a lot of times, the best thing to do is to just wait and see the reaction of your actions and see what you get back. Almost like a boomerang effect. That's why it's almost important that whatever you do, it be a positive approach. Because if you come at it and you're not trying to receive negative results, that could cause issues. Now, I know where some people like, okay, Nate, what you talking about? Sometimes you gotta take stuff and be like, oh, I don't got time for that. But the thing with that is, how many people are dying because somebody had a beef and they was trying to be tough and big and bad, right? But now somebody's dead and they're on the news and their family is mortified because they lost somebody close to them. And now, you're a target because you killed somebody in their family. And then that starts a chain reaction, and then it's a chain reaction, and a chain reaction of that. Does anybody see anything wrong with that? Or is it just me? Because you realize we just killing each other for no reason, right? somebody had a problem and you killed them. And now their family got to kill you because you killed them. Doesn't that seem like a mentality is extremely powerful. A lot of times humans are focused on the physicality, like, oh yeah, I gotta have the most guns, all this power, physical power. But really it's about the brain, Sunny. Because sometimes I feel like the money, the drugs, like, and I'm not talking about marijuana. I'm talking about the stuff that they really be making. I mean, not to lie, they make money off marijuana, but it's like, I'm talking about the serious stuff, like the pills, the perks and stuff, like all the big stuff that the celebrities be having. Like, cause let's just face the fact, celebrities, they're not just smoking marijuana. That's like basic stuff, you know, the stuff they be on. They be on that crazy stuff. And me, money. I'm fucking disabled, so it's meant for me. You know what I mean? But I would never do that other shit. Like, marijuana, is it? Anything else is just weird to me. Like, I'm not fucking up my body just to be tripping for a couple hours. Like, that's so stupid. That's the dumbest thing I've ever thought. I mean, I guess it's cool for other people, but that shit really do be fucking with y'all brains. It put holes in y'all, in y'all brains and stuff, like, for real, for real. And y'all muscle tissue. Like, I stick to my champagne wine. You know, I have a little tequila here and in there, cause it's the Cuban in me. But other than that, I'm not about to sit here and be tripping balls off no pills. Like, that's just not my vibe. And I know I kind of went sidetracked with the whole patience thing, but it kind of leads back to that. Like, you had a beef with somebody, and instead of having patience, you just went out and killed them. You know what I mean? And I just think that is like a perfect, in, you know, representation of not having patience. Because I be hearing about all these black rappers that be killing each other. Okay, you are crying and emotional about somebody being dead, but all your songs are about killing people. I mean, even people of, you know, last generation will tell you that, you know, they used to be pro things, but now everything is like pro death. Because like everything is like, oh, I knock you out, I fuck you up. And it really is like that. Like, most of the songs are about eliminating somebody, knocking somebody out, especially if it's about the streets. You know, I'm not gonna stereotype and say rap songs, because not every rap song is like that, but most of them be about killing somebody, or, you know, stealing somebody girl, drugs, money. So yeah. So I don't know, but it's like every time somebody died, then we sitting there crying, and we all like, oh my god. So why'd you kill him? You know, I don't get this stuff. I never understood that. That's why I'm like, you know what? It's really all about who you be around and who you friends with, because that kind of stuff terrifies me. I mean, people be young as hell just getting murdered for meeting people. You know, so me being an introvert, I ain't mad. And you know, you think all that life is so cool. They sitting there popped up on pills and depressed and sad and worried about life just like poor people. You know what I mean? And they got all that money in the world and they got all those bad people around them and, you know, they just trying to escape the world every which way they can. And it's like, I'm the kind of person where I'm never going to really play the race card unless I am personally attacked. And why I say that leads back to what I'm saying in general, because we hurt each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you brown, if you black, if you light skinned, you know what I'm talking about. Like, even if you have other ethnic groups, you know what I mean? We hurt each other within our community. I don't have to worry about the white man stabbing me in the back because you already did. You know what I mean? And you my family member. Are you my coworker? Are you the girl I'm sleeping with? You know what I mean? Like, it's just, sometimes I feel like after slavery, we broke away from white supremacy in the sense, or total control. And then we just started hurting each other. Because all I see on the news, in the paper, on the internet is just people killing each other. Now, I'm not gonna lie. There is definitely police brutality, psycho relationships. You know, weird stuff that be happening. Psychos that just be mass murdering people, you know, school shootings, stuff like that. I got you. Karens, please. But it is also a lot of, like, people right next to you. You know what I mean? Like, that's why sometimes, you know, because, like, I'm going through a period right now where I've put in the work and I'm just impatient about how everything's going. And, you know, I'm overthinking and I'm worrying. And it's just like, I don't know how people feel about tarot readings, but I'm into zodiac signs. So I dip and dab into tarot readings. I don't know everything about them, but I was doing a reading and a person was like, you just have to be patient. So that gave me an idea to talk about patience, because I feel like that's something that a lot of people go through. You know, a lot of people out here in the streets trying to get money, backstabbing people, doing whatever they can to get what they can get. And this is real life, you know, people are really dying and stuff is really happening while we're in the middle of a pandemic. But, you know, life don't stop just because people, you know, hacking and dying and germs in the world. You know what I mean? If that was the case, then people would have start having sex. And that's not ever going to happen. Please. But it don't need to happen, because without the sex, there's no procreation. And that is the main source of life. So I'm never gonna be against that. I just feel that people should be smarter about their choices. We don't have to rush everything. You don't have to try to prove yourself all the time. You don't always have to try to be the best out of the group. Sometimes you could just be the best you. But I feel like people think that's lame nowadays because it's like, oh, that's basic. But I mean, when you leave those people that you try, that you beefing with, who are you going home to? Them or yourself? So why not choose you? You know, that's just how I feel about it. And it's important to have patience because I was just at a point where I was looking at my life and I thought, oh my God, I think I'm basic. Like, not in the sense where I'm talking myself down, but it was just like, you know, you look at everybody's life on the internet and you think, oh my God, they're doing this, they're doing that. It's so lively. But it's like everybody has their time. You know, everybody has their come up. And the main thing is you have to be patient. You know, everybody finds, well, not everybody, but most people find the person that they are the happiest with. I'm not even going to go into all that soulmate stuff because a lot of people might not believe that. But we all know that for most people, by the time you get a certain age, you kind of then figured out who you want to be with, you know, even if you got a couple people, you know, that you've been talking to over the course of your life. You know what I mean? You found your hobbies or what you want to do. You know, you found happiness in the simple things. Blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? It's just like, have more patience for things because a lot of times we go out and we try to look cool and we try to be the it that society, you know, tries to portray that demographic or that group of people to be like. Because that's where I go through. I go through a lot of, oh my God, am I too old? Or, you know, am I supposed to be doing this when I'm supposed to be doing that? Like, but the thing is, you can't keep up with society. You have to keep up with yourself because that's the only race that you're running, you know. So a lot of this I have to learn myself along the way. That's another thing I want you guys to understand. Anything I teach you guys, I'm teaching myself. So we learn together because it's not a thing of me trying to act like I know everything because I don't. I just want to be able to help people who overthink like me, who worry, who think more than just inside the box. And if you know what that means, you know what that means, you know. I just want people to understand sometimes waiting is a good thing. Use that time while you're waiting to do other things. That way you stay occupied. Now I actually understand what people mean when they say, oh, I'm really depressed, so I'm about to go work at my job and I'm about to work overtime. And I think, won't you be tired? Yep, I'll be tired. So when I come home, I'll go straight to bed. But you'll be exhausted. That's horrible. No, it's not. I made extra money for the day. And then I come home and I go straight to sleep. So that's all I did, was go to sleep. I didn't have time to think about anything else but going to bed. And then I woke up and I went to work. And I said, oh, okay, I see what you mean. So for a lot of people, that's what you gotta do. Find other things to do while you're waiting for something else. Cause let's face it, we got a whole lifetime. And we definitely know we want stuff. And we want to fix stuff about ourselves. So if you're at that point, just try it. You don't have to do anything that you're not comfortable with. Just try to focus on something that you like to do that is satisfying and will accomplish things for the future. And then you come back to whatever you're waiting for later when it's done. That's how you gotta kind of do stuff. Like, stay busy. And understand. I mean, look at it. Look at it like this for a minute. The whole Sierra thing. I mean, she had to go through her other relationships. Everybody always talk about Future, her and Future, but it's like she had other relationships before that, people. But it's like she had other relationships before that, then she got a Future. Then they had a baby. Then they break up. She's single. She got a kid. She chilling. She a boss. She prays. She stays positive. She focuses on her money. She waits. She stays patient. Grateful. Humble. She prays. She finds who she's looking for. But she had to go through all those other people to find who she really needed. So I think that's the main thing. You gotta stay positive while you're waiting. You get negative while you're waiting and you overthink. And then that's why if we got that negative stuff blocking it. I know it's hard to stay positive when you want to be negative, I know. But the most important thing to know is good things always come to those who wait. It's a proven fact. Patience is a virtue. Don't matter what kind of book you read it out of. And I'm not just talking about the Bible. You are in control of your happiness. So if you get all poopy, but along the way, then you're going to be putting dark clouds over yourself on purpose for no reason. And then when your clothes get all wet and you're sitting there mad, that's why. And in a sense, that's how you have to look at inconveniences sometimes. Because think about it, when we in a good mood and we happy, oh honey, stuff just be working out, you having a good day, boom boom bam. But then when you having a bad day, now you done stubbed your toe, they done messed up your paycheck up at work, so now you gotta wait 2 days. You go to the grocery store and they don't have your snacks. You come home and your kid done colored on the wall. Then you go to the store to clean it off and get some cleanser, and you don't got no more gas. So now you sitting there with all that scribble on the wall, looking at your kid like you want to box him up and ship him off to India. All because she was being negative earlier at work. So, being in control of your own energy, protecting your peace, and learning patience is very, very important. And yes, all those things go together. I know you like, how you just did that all? Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. Because I'm good like that. I know, all jokes aside, it can seem cray cray. But a lot of times when we rush stuff, you know it don't work out. Shoot, I did that in the past. And some of my consequences are part of my present. You know? But you live and you learn. The good thing about me is I don't do nothing too dangerous or anything that I would regret. You know, just due to the fact that that way I don't have to dig myself out too much of a hole if I do fall. Because again, it's just me, so it ain't like I got a bunch of people to fall back on. Plus, I'm stubborn, so I don't like asking for help. But it's just because I don't want people to look at me like I'm weak. You know, I don't want people to look at me like, oh, he's stupid. He can't do nothing for himself. But that's why having patience, being kind, and honestly, remembering to stay positive. Like when you in a tough situation, think about the stuff that is gonna happen after you get out the situation. Like think about the positive stuff, think about the happy stuff, like manifest it in a sense, you know what I mean? Like manifest positive energy, so even when negative energy comes your way, you don't have to worry about it overtaking you.
I'm as really about to be having a lot of friends and family when I'm older, because right now it's like the Sahara Desert. It's okay though, because I'm not mad. You know, everybody climbs at their own pace. And again, it's like I always say, my life is like the tortoise. I cannot talk at all today. The tortoise and the hare. And I am definitely the tortoise. And I'm looking at the hare, which is the rabbit, if people don't know what a hare is. And I'm like, because people are going to, I swear to God, people are going to look at this and think, oh, he's so high, he's a hare. Like, no. I am high, but I said hare because hare is another name for rabbit, which is another name for bunny, which I think is funny. Ha 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 ha. See what I did there? Yeah. I know. It wasn't funny. Whatever. Anyway. God, now I forgot what I was talking about. Ugh. No, for real. I really forgot. Oh, yeah. Okay, I remember. I was talking about the turtle. And the bunny. That's what I'm gonna say from now on, because you know what? I feel like people are gonna think I'm high. And I am. But I still know what I'm talking about. But anyway, y'all know what I'm talking about. The turtle and the bunny. I'm the turtle. And the turtle won in the end. So I think that's how my life gonna work out. Like, I'm looking at the bunny like, oh my God, I'm so jealous, cause he sped in front of me. So I'm like, oh my God, he gonna win. I'm not envious of anybody though. That's one thing. I'm not. When I say I'm jealous because I'm not up there with them. Like, I'm not, you know, I'm not running as fast. That's my thing. It's not a thing of, oh my God, I wish I was them. I just wish I was that fast. Like, oh my God, why I can't be up there? But one thing I do, like, I do have a really good heart, because, like, I still support all my friends, like, and I really do in my heart, I be cheering them on. Like, both my friends from Detroit are, one's a model and one's a fucking rock star. And I just think that's really dope. I think they're really dope, and I think that's really, I'm just really proud of them. Because at the end of the day, we just kids with dreams, you know what I mean? So that's how you have to look at life sometimes. Sometimes you have to, like, not be so pressed about how fast you're going, but the fact that you're moving forward in the first place. Because that's what matters. The motion in the ocean, okay. It matters about your heart, your drive, your ambition, your perseverance, your patience. That's what matters. It all leads back to being your best self. I know for a lot of people it's hard to do that, like, but that goes back to my last episode. It's about loving yourself, you know. It's all a chain reaction. And I just want people, I want people to succeed. I want people to be great. Because I know I am. I'm like a bottle of wine. I'm good at first. But over time, I get even better. I'm dramatic and strong. And honey, do I leave a mark. You know, I impact people's lives. I feel like that would be... And plus it's red, depending on what it is. I like a red wine just because it stains a little bit more. So that's like, that's what I mean by the dramaticness. But I feel like that would just mostly represent my passion. Because a lot of people look at me and they think, oh, he's just so chill, pretty boring. But I actually have a lot of ambition. I do have drive, it's just that I'm an overthinker, so I stop myself from time to time. That's why the consistency of my podcast, like the consistency of the episodes. I did take Sunday off, which was yesterday, but I'm back on here today. And I'll be on here tomorrow. I want to make a commitment to my fans. I want to make a commitment to myself. I want to make a commitment to my future. This whole thing matters. And I think for a lot of people, we just look at this stuff as like, okay, I'm born, I live, I die. And that's true. In a very vague way. Not everything you wish for comes true. And not everything falls in your lap. You know what I mean? Like some stuff you gotta make true with your mind. You know, it's like if you have an invention of something, it's not just going to appear out of nowhere. You gotta make it. You gotta come together. Bring all your thoughts. Bring all your ideas and make your dream a reality. And I know that's easier said than done, but it's possible. So with this new year and everything, I want people to realize and remember patience. I want people to remember you are in competition with yourself only. Now, I can speak on people out in the streets, because that's their business. But hey,
if you're in the streets and you happen to come across my video, I hope I'm able to help in some way. And maybe if you do come across my video, maybe you're not for the streets after all. Because I know I'm not. I'm not ashamed to admit that. You know, my life is way more valuable than trying to look tough in front of a bunch of people. They're just going to bury me in a box when I'm dead. Because that's ultimately what happens. There's no real honor in anything. You just die. You die for a stupid cause, a stupid purpose, and then it's over for you, but life goes on. Nobody seems to think that's a bad idea. And I don't know about you, but as a black man, I'm tired of seeing the slavery stuff. I'm tired of seeing the, oh, we in a gang, we own drugs, we sell drugs. Like, I'm just so tired of seeing that. That's all we do. That's all we do is steal people, girl, sell drugs, murder people. That's it. Cause if that is, I'll stay my ass in the motherfucking house like I've been doing. I'm fine with that. Say what you want, but between the crazy people out here just doing dumb stuff, the pandemic, and that in general, like, no. All the stuff that happened in Cali recently over the holidays with the robberies. Come on now. And then it was like broad daylight. Broad daylight. They were sitting at a open bar, like open patio, with a group of people, and they just walked up to the table and was like, give me your stuff. And he had a whole, like, I don't even know what kind of gun that was, but it wasn't nothing you want to play with. I just think that people really be out here. And honestly, you know why that be happening? That be happening because Cali don't get no damn snow. Because right now, people in other parts, it's cold, it's snow on the ground. But see, it's all warm there year round, so that's why y'all be having that problem. I saw on somebody's Instagram, it was like 70 a couple days before Christmas. And I was like, man, that is so nice. Not nice if I go to the park to sit and chill and then I get robbed. Please. But shit, that could happen anywhere, to be honest. I'm not gonna lie. But it's been happening a lot. Even the police deputy there in California said, don't come here for the holidays. Because it's really dangerous. Speaking of holidays, hope everybody had a good holiday. I hope everybody had a good Christmas.
I know everybody is not happy to be back to work and everything. But be patient, because it will be Friday soon. But in all seriousness, that stuff is so stupid. We really just turned around and went from killing other races to killing each other. So when people ask me why I have trust issues, that's why. But I think that goes back to what I'm saying of patience. Like, sometimes you just have to let things as they may. You've done everything you could. You've laid all your chips out. So now just let everything unfold itself. It's like if you're trying to cook a turkey or a pie for that matter. Yeah, that's even better. Let's say you're trying to cook a pie. And you know how when you first cook that pie, it's got to rise. And if it don't rise right, or if the heat escape, it's going to go flat. So if you impatient, you're going to mess up your pie. So the main important thing, be patient. Then when that come out flaky brown, you throw some cinnamon on there, brown sugar, because that's your business. That's going to be one nice slice. Okay. And speaking of that, I don't know who needs to hear this, but y'all need to go check out Miss Tabitha Brown. She is a black vegan and absolutely beautiful. And she just got this little southern accent and little phrases that just, like, it makes me so happy. She like the auntie I wish I had. And I just love the fact that, like, she be healthy living and natural. Like, I'm so here for that. So y'all go check out Miss Tabitha Brown. If you know, now you know, okay? You're welcome. Don't forget that Russian stuff can cause problems. So just wait. It's okay. You've been waiting this whole time now anyway, so you'll be fine to wait like you've been. You only freaking out because you want it to go faster. Do you need it to, or do you want it to? Because if you don't need it to, then it needs to take its time. The longer you wait, the better it'll be. That's how you have to look at stuff. The longer you wait, the better it'll be. And find stuff to do in between while you wait for other things of what you want. Because you're going to kill yourself in this sense, trying to, like, wait. It's like looking at a clock. You don't want to sit there and watch every second go by and then watch the big hand go tick, tick. Like, that would be insane. You're not going to sit there and watch every second. But you'd wait to look at it for a while and then, oh, wow, it's been 30 minutes. And then you go do something else. You go wash the dishes. You go watch TV. You go watch TikTok. And then, oh my God, it's been 2 hours. Because you waited to look. You know what I mean? So, that's how it's kind of like with life. Not everything you need to wait for. But that's what this episode is about. Because I know people struggle with that. I struggle with it. And I used to be really good at it. Like, oh my God. As a kid, I had so much patience. Now I'll be like, oh, I don't got time for that. Now, okay, it's my money and I want it now. Y'all remember that commercial? Back when we had antenna television. Please, I'm gonna sound so old when I get older. I'll be like, y'all remember the TVs when we had antennas on them? They're gonna be like, Grandpa, what's an antenna? Well, come on over here and grab your popcorn and let Grandpa tell you the day when we had basic cable and things called cable boxes. Cause by that time, child, it's gonna be like all this digital stuff, cause we not so much into like space technology, more like everyday leisure, like TV technology, video games, everyday, like, stuff. You know what I mean? Like, because we thought in 2000, looking back at a movie from, like, 1980, and then we thought 2020... 2012 was gonna be like, okay, for example, like the movie Back to the Future, they thought it was gonna be all futuristic, yada 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 yada, or anything of, you know, yesteryear will look more like we was in the future, like the Jeffersons. That was supposed to be right now. Child, we is not floating around with no pods. Okay, you know how expensive those motherfuckers would be? Talk about broke. The whole world would be broke trying to make those things. But I know when we old and crusty, we might. Man, I'm gonna have my little pot. I'm gonna be like, now when I was young, they used to have hover rounds. Be like, Grandpa, what was that? Those were basically wheelchairs with motors. Oh my God. They were on the ground like that? Yes. Just stuck on the ground. Couldn't even float. Can you believe that? Oh my God, Grandpa, that's insane. I know, baby. I know. I really hate that I just narrated that whole thing like that. That's really bad.
But y'all got the point. Oh my god. Have patience. Okay, guys. It's important. Okay? It's important. No, but all seriousness, keep your head up, stay strong, don't give up. You'll get through it. And that's the main thing that life is about, time. I mean, obviously time itself is something that we made up, but time is what we have conducted to make sense of our existence. You know what I mean? So with this, we're able to better understand our surroundings and ourselves for that matter. So use that to your advantage. Don't look at it so half empty. Look at it half full. Because we're all going through time together. So it's not like it's discriminating. You know what I mean? Patience isn't a bad thing. Sometimes people think that it is because you feel lost or you feel like it's not working. But that just means that it's like some food. If you didn't prep the food, put the seasoning in there, you gotta cook it. And guess what? It's gonna take a couple hours to cook. Now you can take it out. You can check it out ahead of time, because where that food ain't gonna be done, and you can't feed that food to your kids because they're gonna get sick. So don't rush, or you gonna have some undone food, and you gonna have food poisoning. And then when you go to the doctor, you gonna have to tell them that dumbass story. I am coming up on the hour, and I just want to say thank you all for listening to another episode of Late with Nate and my rambling shenanigans. If anyone hasn't told you that they love you today, I do. We have to look out for each other, because if we don't, who will? Remember to have patience and peace. Think positive and stay with your head up. Don't think about the past. Live in the moment. The future is not yet. So focus on the now. Don't focus on the past. Focus on the present. Thank you all for listening. And I will be back later. Hopefully tomorrow with some more content. And soon I will have a story time. But that's a surprise. And last but not least, peace, love, light, and good night.